Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Attitude of gratitude theme for the show. Appreciate what you have and don't sweat the small things. And as Greg's wife says, they're all small things. It was serious.
Oh man,
nothing serious around here.
Good
if
point.
It was, yeah, I'd have to double my anti-depression medication. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:08 time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories. Well, we've got a lot to choose from, and still. Death and destruction, doom and gloom from Helene. That will be one of your top stories. Senator Rick Scott helps in the push for quick disaster relief. So, yeah, they're working hard to get the folks, get things addressed as quickly as they can and hope things fall into place really quickly for a lot of folks who are hurting big time. Shaq, the Shaq daddy, coming to town.
That's huge.
Yeah. We've, you know, the powers that be reached out to him. Some connections that that we know that will go unnamed.
Yes.
Now.
You know who you
for
are.
For a bag of donuts. We'll keep your secret.
Uh-huh.
and you know, it's apple fritters and Boston creams. But anyway, he's going to be the Grand Marshal for the Gainesville Holiday Parade.
He could be a whole float. He's a big boy.
He could be.
Oh, my goodness.
He could pull a float.
He could.
That's an idea.
He is strong.
I said when I found out on a post, I said, it's going to be an icy hot good time.
Yes.
You get it?
I saw that. I did.
What was the other? I couldn't think of anything funny to say about Gold Bond.
Yeah.
Because that's he's got a lot of endorsements. Good for him.
He does very well on, and I always forget the name of it. There's this appeal scale that they use in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's off the chart on the appealed. Doesn't he do the ones with that little general and that company, you know, the little cartoon general?
The insurance company, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think he does that one.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, you made a name for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
People do. They like your personality. And now, I never got to meet him personally, but somebody I worked with in Orlando, when he first came to town to play for the Magic,
right.
Just said he was an awesome guy and just really, like, just, you know, chatted it up mm-hmm. with him for, you know, 20 minutes and, you know, didn't act like he was all that right. at all. So he, I really think he is the real deal. And then another friend of mine who has had some dealings with him, mostly indirectly, but some directly, said the same thing.
Well, you stop and look what he did, you know, with our friend the basketball cop and coming to town and playing ball with the kids in the street.
Exactly.
And letting them earn a few bucks while they were there and giving them a good speech. I mean, you can tell there's a big heart that goes along there, too.
You know, he looks like a guy who's enjoying life.
Yes.
And I think a lot of it is because he does like mm-hmm. to give back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So it's all part of it. What did I say? Attitude of gratitude?
Uh-huh.
Better believe it. All right, this is a story that, well, second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, you know, that is Kamala's mm-hmm. hubby, right?
Yep.
Paid $80,000 in hush money to his former nanny Ooh. As part of an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, but was not prosecuted, unlike Trump.
Can't we turn that into, like, 34 felonies or something?
Well, I mean... Yeah,
somehow,
if the legal you know. Folks want to do that, if they twist and turn it enough, I'm sure they could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Former President Donald Trump was prosecuted in New York, convicted 34 counts for failing to list NDA payments to Stormy Daniels as campaign expenses. Democrats, including Emhoff's wife, VP Kamala, mm-hmm. have referred to Trump as a convicted felon, referring to the New York case. Yet Emhoff... two allegedly paid hush money. The UK Daily Mail revealed in August that Emhoff... See, it has to come from outside our mainstream media. Because they will protect. They'll crush a story. They'll protect. Anyway, his first marriage broke up because of his affair with the family nanny. Wow. I gotta be careful hiring nannies these days because wasn't that Schwarzenegger's kind of downfall to some extent?
Okay. Had a son.
There's something about a woman, you know, cleaning that just does it for some guy. Is that wrong?
It must be. I don't know.
Okay. so I won't say that, you know, whether it affects me or not. Anyway, apparently he allegedly impregnated her.
Right.
The affair was hidden during Harris's Senate and presidential campaigns. Emhoff acknowledged the affair to CNN once the story broke, but did not mention impregnating the nanny or the fate of the child. Democrats and the media nonetheless praised Emhoff for reshaping the perception of masculinity. Yeah, that term had come out relatively recently. Somebody said it. Somebody kind of held him up and said, you know, this is masculinity at its best.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a
not
good
toxic
this is
stuff.
A good guy. And I wondered to myself, I go, he's kind of been in the shadows for the most part. Why all of a sudden are they saying what a great guy is? Well, it was to head off what they knew was going to come out in the news.
Yep.
That's exactly what they did, which is, to me, it's worse than just leave him in the shadows. And if it comes out, go, well, Doug Emhoff, he, you know, he doesn't have this critical role, just whatever, right?
She's not responsible for what he did in his previous relationships.
Well, that's true, right? So according to the Wednesday, the Daily Mail reported that Emhoff had, quote unquote, forcefully slapped a girlfriend in 2012, which prompted her to leave him. It added that Emhoff allegedly paid the nanny a settlement of around $80,000 and had the nanny sign a non-disclosure agreement. It was not clear when the amount was paid or over what period of time. The nanny lives in New York, where Trump just happened to be prosecuted. Emhoff divorced his first wife in 2009, married Kamala Harris in 2014. She ran for Senate 2015. It's not clear if Emhoff also has an NDA with the alleged victim of his assault. So these are two different people.
Oh, wow.
Her story has not emerged until now, and the Daily Mail sources are all the alleged victim's friends. She herself declined to comment, as did Emhoff. And for whatever reason, this isn't going to go away anytime soon. And RFK Jr., there's more stuff coming out, women who are saying, three different women said, we hooked up with him.
What if that has anything to do with the fact that he's supporting Donald Trump in some measure now? Just asking.
Well, look, It's election season. You know, you start slinging mud.
Yep.
Then when you run out of mud, you start slinging poop.
Mm.
And that's the and that is today's poop.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. It is 6:16 all of a sudden.
Just in time.
All of a sudden, you turned your nose up all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know.
That'll keep you from eating breakfast too soon, Greg. I'm doing you a favor.
Thanks.
All right. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot to cover. So don't go anywhere. You can also pick up the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click subscribe and you're in. You won't miss a minute of the show. J.D. Vance. Some interesting stuff about him, including how many people watched the VP debate. Details on the way. 97.3 The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It is 6:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Thursday, almost Friday, as I like to call it, or Friday Eve. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Morning, Greg. How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, you always pick out some good on this day stuff that people remember on this day. O.J. Simpson acquitted of the brutal 1994 double murder. The trial was in 1995, so it was this day in 1995. And if you don't remember, maybe you're too young, but it was a big deal. And it was divided along racial lines fairly clearly.
Yeah, it was.
That, you know, it seemed like, you know, people who are black were extremely happy when the verdict came in. People who are white were not. I'm just telling you the results.
Oh, if you were watching the video from that era, when that verdict came down, you could see that there were like groups of people standing on a street watching on a TV screen. It was amazing, the difference, the contrast there.
Well, and I mean, if you look at all the evidence, but one of the things was DNA. And that was... that, you know, the DNA wasn't like fully respected and appreciated by juries yet. It was still kind of new, but I knew about it, and that was one of the compelling things. I said, look, this is, it might be emerging science, but it is real science.
Yeah.
So anyway, but 252 day trial. I remember it being long. That seems really long, doesn't it?
It was.
It's like 9 months. Wow. That is a long time. A single leather glove found outside Simpson's home matched a glove found at the crime scene. In preliminary DNA test, blood found on the glove was shown to have come from Simpson and the two victims. After his arrest, further DNA test would confirm this finding. Simpson had a wound on his hand, and his blood was a DNA match to drops found at the Brentwood crime scene. Nicole Brown Simpson's blood was discovered on a pair of socks found at the Rockingham estate. Simpson had recently purchased a stiletto knife of the type the coroner believed was used by the killer. Shoe prints in the blood at Brentwood matched Simpson's shoe size and later were shown to match a type of shoe that he owned. But they were like Bruno Mollies, and I think they're like they were $400 a pair back then.
Mm-hmm.
Neither the knife nor shoes were found by police. I mean,
yeah,
that is some evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is about the time everybody traded in their white Bronco.
Yes. But they'll bring good money now if you got one for sale.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. A warrant was put out for Simpson's arrest. He refused to surrender. Police located him in a white Ford Bronco driven by his friend, former teammate Al Cowlings.
Yeah, man.
He refused to pull over and told police over a cellular phone that Simpson was suicidal and had a gun to his head.
Yep.
Police agreed not to stop the vehicle by force, and a low-speed chase ensued that was watched for
goodness.
And by how many? You can't even guess.
Everyone in the world was watching that slow drive down the highway, surrounded by police cars.
Yeah. What a show it was! What a train wreck it was!
Mm-hmm.
What a horrendous thing that occurred to Nicole Brown Simpson her friend Goldman. It's just awful. And O.J. Simpson was bigger than life. Star football player. He'd done a lot of commercials. He had, this magnetic smile. And as far as we knew, this great personality from what we knew, the public.
Right.
Behind the scenes, he had serious issues with anger management.
A lot of jealousy. Yeah. Big temper. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he had a face good enough to, make it in, make some movies, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this is
95. Wow.
Yeah. 250 day trial.
I forget what show I was watching the other day. It was actually a clip, and it might have actually been Steve Harvey. And I forget who the guest was, but Steve was like, oh, yeah. He did it. Everybody knows he did it. But it was interesting. The guest who was on, who was white, said, no, I don't think so. And it was an interesting contrast because of the difference of 1995. But I think in general, I think most people, I shouldn't say that because I don't know. Everybody I know probably thinks he did it. And the evidence.
Regardless of
of color, yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. At the time, it was difficult to picture him being this crazy, murderous thug, basically.
But there was history of abuse, pictures of Nicole beat up, bruised,
So, yeah, once you, again.
Once you open the door and you look.
And the background, there was much more to a person than what their persona might be. Yep. Hey, President Biden said he would not back Israel's strike on Iran's nuclear sites. So you're saying it's okay if Iran develops nukes?
Well, we help pay for them.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. That's at least we know where you're coming from, Jack. Good work, pal. Way to go, Brandon. It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up, Vance's beard is very aggressive. Ooh, don't you think that's scary, kids? Just in time for Halloween, right? 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome to Almost Friday. They use this word Thursday.
Hmm.
That's what it is, apparently.
Thor is a fan, apparently, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, 6:38. Let's make it a great day. Hey, I got a new code word for the VIP World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest tickets, but I'm going to milk the chickens and make you wait just a second. It was on this day in 1995, O.J. Simpson was acquitted of the brutal 1994 double murder. Everybody watched it. We were forced to watch and know about it because the trial lasted 252 days.
Well, they had to keep the ratings going.
If you were alive at that time, pretty much, you know, above the age of 6 or 7, you had to know something about it. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And, Pete, you're on the air.
You know, the O.J. car chase and the O.J. verdict are probably two of the last events of traditional media culture in our society, because now nobody has to gather around the TV to watch the news. They can watch it on their own phone instead of groups of people watching. It'll just be millions of Americans with their nose stuck to their screen. And I'd like to point out that this event is still poisoning our culture, because the trial brought forth to us the Kardashians.
Oh, you had to say the K word.
Yeah, that's really what did it.
Society's downfall.
It wasn't the fact that he was a murderer. It was the Kardashians.
Yeah. Well, yep. I mean, you forget. I mean, they became media moguls.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Millionaires. I think one of them, the little Jenner kid, I think she's like officially a billionaire.
One of them is, yeah.
It's crazy.
It is.
Crazy, I say. All right, I've got your code word for you. See, that wasn't too painful.
No, not too bad.
97.3 The Sky and the Bob Rose Show are making you a World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest VIP. Ooh. It's the way you should be treated.
Yes.
The best party of the year, going on over two Saturdays, this coming Saturday the 5th and October the 12th. We've got your VIP tickets. Good for all the fun. Access to the Oktoberfest VIP lounge, private restroom and bar, exclusive menu offerings, complimentary half-liter beer stein with included first pour. Very well done. World Equestrian Center doesn't know how to do it any other way. Right now, text, ready, Bratwurst.
How appropriate.
To 20357, and if you can't spell it, you don't deserve to go.
You're a real
You're
brat.
Not cool. You're not VIP enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Whereas I, in eighth grade, finished only second or third in my classroom in the spelling bee.
Yeah, but there were four kids.
No, there were more than that.
Oh, okay.
And I was thrown off by the teacher. Was I'm blaming cute? It on Mrs. Brown.
Was she cute?
No.
Oh, okay.
She was very nice, but not cute. Okay. No, she was older. She was Southern. And this was still in Michigan.
You
she
could
had Southern drawl. I was like, I go, spit it out, woman.
What'd you say?
What's the word?
How long is this word?
Anyway, Bratwurst, B-R-A-T, brat, right?
Yeah.
Worst, W-U-R-S-T, Bratwurst. Text that to 20357, message and data rate supply, and we'll change the code word. Another one tomorrow, another chance. So World Equestrian Center, Oktoberfest, if you don't win tickets, you should still go anyway. In fact, we've got some guests coming up in the 9 o'clock hour to tell us all about it. Bratwurst. Text Bratwurst to 20357. Good luck on that. All right. D.C. U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan unsealed yesterday Special Counsel Jack Smith's latest motion in his salvage case against Donald Trump for interference in the 2020 election. And already some anomalies and some things being done different to twist and fit it in there. Mm-hmm. The circle has to fit into the square. So a motion of this type is limited to 45 pages. That's the motion it's filed under. Here's your limit, 45 okay. pages. It's in their criminal code, their statute code, whatever you want to call it.
In other words, if you can't do it in 45 pages, you're just not trying.
Right.
Okay.
Yet Chutkan allowed Smith to file a mammoth 165-page motion. This is a motion.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which Smith used to rehash in official court documents, political attacks, and Democrat grievances against Trump yet to be proven in court. It includes one-sided allegations that turn on Trump's state of mind.
How do you know his state of mind?
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Repeating that Trump's claims regarding the election were knowingly false and deceitful. without allowing the possibility that Trump believed what he said. He emphatically denies Smith's charges, and many commentators profess that Trump sincerely believes that he would have won if all relevant laws were faithfully enforced. I agree with that. I believe that in my heart.
Yep.
The 165-page document is unusual in other respects, including the timing and the manner of its release. Let's see, just, wow, right after J.D. Vance had this, you know, incredible performance in the vice presidential debate.
Because you could get a boost with that, you know.
Trump doing well in many of your battleground states.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trump's team argued more redactions were necessary if Chutkan chose to release the motion publicly. They also objected to the timing because early voting has already begun. So if you cast a vote, maybe weighing that, you know, there's a court case pending against him like this may have an impact. Who's interfering with elections?
Well, now.
Who's interfering now?
Who's always interfering?
Oh, speaking of a huge case of, you know, we call you what we are. We blame you for what we did. Nancy Pelosi and her big pie hole.
Yeah? You're going to make us wait, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Going to milk those chickens.
I thought so.
Yeah. It is 6:45 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget the podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, look for the Bob Rose Show and just click on subscribe. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Come on, pump it up, right? Think about things that you should be happy about. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I'll tell you why I'm doing this thing, this attitude of gratitude and all that. I'll just tell you the quick version. So my friends at Dave Mays did an outstanding job on my truck, Magma, and put some new paws on it, some great tires, and then they found some other things that needed, you know, work. And I was very happy because one of them, like, the wheel could have fell off.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. And clearly I could see where, damage had been done, and I don't know how it happened. Anyway, long story short, so you get the new tires, right? Yep. You're driving home, and the check tire, like, light lights up.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you, you know, the PSI of the tires.
Sure.
Well, one of them's blank. So it's not saying it's losing air. It's just blank, like there's a disconnection with the sensor.
Gotcha.
Now, that's not their fault. These things do happen from time to time, and they said they'd address it whenever I want to bring it by. But anyway, my point is, so that kind of bums me out a little bit because that light's on, right?
Yeah.
And then Betsy comes home, and she was driving my car, and she made a couple stops, and that she goes, hey, well, you know, a guy pointed out to me, hey, you got a dent in your bumper. I could help with that. I could take that out. I do some of those small, you know, dent jobs. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
I said, there's a dent in my new-to-me car, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it. It's like, yeah, it's on the rubberized part of the bumper, and it probably can be repaired, I guess,
still,
fairly easily.
It's irritating.
But still, it's another one of those, here, you know, let your anxieties run wild.
Yes.
You know, and then there were some other things. And so, yeah, I was in kind of a irritable mood and kind of wah with myself, right? Then I get a call from my daughter. Says, hey, you know, her cousin, my nephew, went in for a colonoscopy. He's in his 40s, and looks like they found cancer. They quickly, you know, got him a CT scan, and, and there's lesions on his liver. And to get that news, I immediately snapped out of it. It's like God slapped me and said, hey, see, do I have to always prioritize what you should waste or use your feelings for? You were all upset because you got a little dent and there's a little light on your dashboard and there's real stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, reset yourself without having to get news like I got. And by the way, we're accepting any and all prayers for him. It's very, very early in the whole situation, very early. And I don't know. I don't want to share any more, obviously, without, you know, his permission or whatever. But I just tell you that prayers are accepted for him, and it's a gut punch.
Perspective, okay? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just dealt with power outages and all that, trees down in their backyard and all that up in South Carolina. And then they get this kind of news. So that's why I say be thankful for what you have. Be thankful and don't cry about the little things. That's my advice for today. Thank you very much. All right, Nancy Pelosi and her big pie hole.
Uh-oh, here's a contrast.
Yeah. Talking about, this was CNN's Inside Politics and about Iran. Pelosi said, we want to avoid a bigger war. She should have said, we want to avoid a bigger war in the Middle East, because apparently there's no end in sight for a bigger war with Ukraine and Russia.
Oh, not as long as we keep sending money.
Just being clear there.
Right.
As you know, she says full well, the masterfully President Obama had a plan to reduce the capacity of the Iranians to produce a nuclear weapon. Masterful? You could use part of that word to explain what was going on. The next president in line, she says, he came in and eliminated that, unfortunately, because now Iran is on a path again for enriching uranium or fully taking it closer to having the capacity for a weapon. Whoa. Yo, Nance, hang on just a second there. Let's apply some brakes. First of all, Iran has been seeking a nuclear weapon for a long time.
Right.
And working very diligently at it. And, you know, even after bombings and, you know, you try to make an agreement with them, you bring in the experts. They were cheating on it anyway. They weren't following through with their part of it and allowing for certain inspections. And so Trump got out of it because the way the agreement was, in the end, they do get some sort of, nuclear, the ability to make a nuclear weapon at the end of it. They never want to talk about that. And that they figured that would get them to agree. And so they're seeking one. They were going to seek one, whether we're in or out of an agreement. But here's the deal. It was under the Obama administration, Mr. Masterful, she calls him, who unfroze these funds and sent them on a tarmac to Tehran, literally pallets of cash upon cash.
I was kind of doing some number checking on that. There was like an initial $400 million, another $1.3 billion, and then estimates go as high as $150
billion. Sent to the world's number one sponsor, state sponsor of terrorism. Right. Number one. What do you think any of that money was used for Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis? Of course it was. Do you think any of that money was used to further push, research, and develop a nuclear weapon? Of course it was. So there you have it. Nancy Pelosi, again, they call you what they are. They say you did what they do and what they're doing. Here's just another example of that. She literally is trying to blame Trump.
Unreal.
For Iran trying to get their hands on a nuclear weapon. And by the way, at the same time, you know, she wasn't as clear about it, but Biden coming out at the same time that Israel should not hit Iran's nuclear program. So again, who is protecting their nuclear program and who is working to stop them? Trump, if you want to follow, and this is clear and this is factual, Trump had Iran on the ropes financially. When a country is that tight on money, they don't have enough to spend on terrorism and nuclear development. Now, that's a fact. But here we are. It is 6:57, and you've got the Bob Rose Show on. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty to talk about coming up, including open borders. Yep. It's on the way. 97.3 The Sky. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.